Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get off.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got to tell you, something just clicked.
Like a remote.
It was unbelievable. So, you look at the TV and you say Victor Conti passed.
R.I.P.
The leader of Balco.
Yeah.
And then I said, yes, so did Dick Cheney, former vice president of the United States.
Saw that.
Passed. And Evan said, not Evan, Goose said, yeah, didn't he shoot somebody in the face?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, he did, actually. He did. It was a hunting trip.
You remember?
But it wasn't, I just realized it was one of those guns that sprays a bunch of stuff.
Pellet?
I guess. Shot. So now it makes sense. So this skeet shooting stuff.
You know, I've never done
the skeet or the clay thing, or even when you see like a pheasant flying and you see a guy line up and go boom and it just drops. I thought they were just shooting one bullet at it and like they were all incredible. So they got like 48 things cut. Oh,
no, you don't have to be John Wick to kill a pheasant.
Started. I was wondering how did they get so good at that?
Yeah. Norm used to take me pheasant hunting. We had an Irish setter. Dog name was Danny, Evan. And Norm would knock him out, this guy, and Danny would go run get him.
So this is like, skeet shooting is the original participation trophy.
No. Well,
you just shoot up there and there's 50.
It's a little more complex than that, Stein.
You don't need as good of an aim, clearly. You just got to lead it a little bit.
The disappointment in your...
You just got to lead the clay.
Skeet.
Wow. I'm so dumb. I actually thought...
Have you ever shot a rifle?
I shot a BB gun. BB gun at Camp Conrad Weiser.
Okay, you're not in the club, Evan.
No, I've never shot a real gun.
Only my cousin's...
Evan's like, I gotta be welcome.
No, my cousin's a cop, but I don't think he was supposed to let me use his weapon.
Don't talk about that. I got you.
I would, honestly...
So you've never been to a range?
No. Get this. I kind of want to go to a range to shoot a gun.
There's one in San Leandro. I can take you.
I think there's one in Oakland, too.
There's
not downtown Oakland. Stop it. But I just saw a study. They just released a study, I think, where people that go to gun range can get brain, it affects your brain. I'll find it for you. But
it's a great stress reliever to let loose.
I just saw it, though. Something about gun ranges and... It's not bad. It's not good for your brain.
What?
Yeah. I'll find it for you. Let's go back to Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Because
Niners still got time to make a move.
I knew there couldn't have been this many great shooters of a gun. Okay. They spray. They spray. It's one of those... You know what it is? It's like the shortstop on a double play. All he's got to do is be in the vicinity. If he's in the vicinity, the goose is going down.
Denzel was doing it in the movie American Gangster.
All righty.
Old boy's house.
Let's go to Matt in Marin to start us out. Purdy or Jones? Jones or Purdy? What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Going well.
Hey, first off, that caller, two callers ago, the Niners do not fight for Santa Clara. They fight for San Francisco. That was ridiculous.
Look at it.
But anyway, I wanted to get back to your guys' take about, you know, do the Niners start to think differently? And, you know, it's that Kyle's kind of struck gold with three different quarterbacks. And while that's true, I don't think you can do that just because the market dictates. If you look, Jimmy Garoppolo got top money with us. Then he got top money when he left to go to the Raiders. Same thing would happen with Purdy. When a quarterback has success, the league just dictates that that guy's going to get money from you or someone else. And if you keep rotating, you're putting a lot of faith in the fact that you can just find another guy. So whether it's Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, they're going to end up getting the bag because you're the starting quarterback for the 49ers. And that's just kind of how it rolls. So I don't like the platoon idea. You got to pick one and you got to pay one. That's just how quarterback works now.
Yeah, no. And Matt, appreciate the call. And I do know that it's probably a fool's errand to go down this road. But I mean, to my way of thinking, draft a quarterback, then draft another quarterback the next year, then draft another one.
Well, to his point, they're not Charlie Sheen and platooning. They're not, this is by...
No, but what if you could... why did the 49ers get to the Super Bowl with Purdy? Because he was on his rookie deal, I think. And they could pay everybody else. I'm just saying, in a perfect world, if you could keep a team with a quarterback... Hey, I'm just saying, Kyle has proven he's done it two or three times now.
Well, but don't forget about the Brandon Allens and some other guys that couldn't get it going. Mullins. Like, there's been some,
but they didn't really,
not Kyle's fault, but some failures at the quarterback position for the Niners. Trey Lance. So I hear what you're saying, but I guess, Steiny, I'm not understanding what you meant with the Brock Purdy on the and you're right, he was on the rookie deal, but they didn't set out from training camp predicated on we're going to win the Super Bowl because this dude's going to come save us.
I know. But he did.
The strategy by Ross.
Great call.
I actually have.
Ross Tucker.
I actually have.
In 7 minutes.
I think we did it. Thank you, Devin. I think we talked about this.
But you could say it too.
No, because it's like, I get it's a far-fetched idea.
Oh, no, I'm saying Ross Tucker coming up joining us. That's what
the fact of the matter is.
NFL insider.
Thank you.
So I don't have to do it. You guys, thank you. I don't mind you jumping in. But the fact of the matter is that one of the reasons the 49ers were so successful was because they found a quarterback on a rookie deal. Mm. Or on a rookie deal.
Now he's got the bag, and you still don't have the ring or the bling.
And I'm just saying.
You have two chances. Like, well, you have one chance.
I get it. You got to pay him. But now here we are.
I just don't. You help me real quick before you grab the call. Do you have a problem with me saying I feel like we are in the embryo stages of Mac Jones on his Baker Mayfield, on his Sam Darnold, changing the reputation about him? And if he keeps playing because he has to and they keep winning or get to the playoffs, I mean, Steiny, somebody's going to come knocking. And maybe the Niners know if they're truly, which I believe, in love with Brock Purdy, they say night-night and maybe you get something that you thought you wouldn't even dream of for Brock, next offseason somehow. But I think Mac Jones is headed down. You tell me if I'm wrong, Sonny, you're doing too much or it's too soon. What Baker Mayfield's done and Sam Darnold have done for themselves and what I thought Geno Smith did. They wrote me off, I didn't write back.
Maybe. I don't know. I would tend to say I need to see it. I need to see that after he leaves here under Kyle Shanahan, that he goes somewhere else and succeeds. I mean, like, is Geno Smith having a good year?
I would say, now that offensive line is terrible, but no. But the Raiders got him thinking, okay, this was what, we're going to get the Geno in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Frank's in Atlanta.
Our man.
Hey, Frank, let's talk about Brock Purdy. What's up, Frank?
Hey, man. Okay, I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to let Brock go.
We love you, Frank.
I got a golf buddy that I used to golf with in Arizona before I moved back to Atlanta. I called him about the Brock situation. He told me this. This is from a doctor. Mm-hmm. The minute Brock Purdy re-injured the four ligaments under his big toe, he went into grade 3 protocol.
Mm.
Grade 3 protocol for ligament damage in the big toe is 2 to 3 months. For a professional athlete, it is 12 weeks. He should be out 12 weeks. Because if he re-injures that toe again for the second time, he will go into surgery mode. And the recovery time for that injury is from 5 to 12 months.
Wow. Why do I believe that, Stoney?
Let Brock go. We got to let Brock go. Let Brock go. That's career threatening when you start talking that.
Wow. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Do you really believe that re-aggravation meant,
talking to myself, Stoney, that re-aggravation cost him at least 3 to 6 more weeks?
Clearly.
He played week 4.
But you got upset. I'm not making this about you.
No, well, you were not disappointed. But when Rappaport said the injury was going to be 2 to 6 weeks and then you weren't by yourself, he came back in 2. To be honest, what Frank's saying, that's still, to me, level 1, 2 to 6 weeks.
Well, I'd never heard of this level 3 thing.
Surgery is your boy, what's my guy from Cincinnati, Burrow, he didn't get any levels, Stoney. He went straight to the surgery.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the grade 3.
But I think the re-aggravation is why he's not back now.
It has to be.
Or is this the original diagnosis?
It doesn't matter. He was hurt, came back, played, and got hurt again. Yeah. And now he's missed 5 weeks. So obviously, like, something happened during the game, or if you really want to get technical, well, then the week after that, the toe fell terrible. Yeah. All right, so it was the following week that got him, but something happened clearly.
Yeah,
against Jackson.
Well, let's hope Frank's wrong or his buddy, because that's 12 weeks. It's over. If I go from the Jacksonville game,
well, I mean, if it were really 12 weeks, why wouldn't they put him on the injured list?
I got you.
If it's real, like, if they really thought that's, listen, if they thought after Jacksonville that it was going to be 6 to 7 weeks, they would have definitely put him on the injured list, right?
Yeah.
They didn't because they wanted to have a shot at him playing in 4. All right, well, now we're at 5 and he's still not out there. So.
And you expect Mac to be under center this Sunday, huh?
I do.
That's just your feeling?
I do.
What's your home run to that? Like, what really gives you the just?
Because I don't think Kyle wants to play Brock right now
against the Rams, or just in general.
He doesn't want to play Brock Purdy right now.
Wow,
I think Kyle Shanahan. It's as simple as that. Just does not want to play.
Saving him from himself, then.
No, not all the way, but he thinks that Mac's better right now. If Brock's not 100%.
Yeah, and I'll just say this because we're having fun. That caller about 3 callers ago that said the disrespect for Brock before the breaking news sounder, we hadn't taken many calls like that in regard to pro Brock and shut up for what you guys are, trying to get to or insinuate.
Oh, we're not insinuating anything. The reality of the situation is Mac Jones is quarterbacked the 49ers 7 times this year. Brock Purdy's quarterbacked them 6. I'm sorry, 2. And that's just a fact. And Mac Jones has played better than Brock Purdy's played this year. And so that's why all this stuff is coming up. Let's go to Dame. No? Is he going to be on the YouTube? Oh, okay. Let me get that. All right, we're efforting Ross Tucker.
And monitoring the Niners to see if they do something. Stoney, still 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Ross,
the San Francisco 49ers are now 6-3 despite a plethora of injuries. Who's going to quarterback against the Rams on Sunday, do you believe?
That's a good question. I'm going to say Mac Jones. I think coaches are very, very hesitant to mess with what's working.
Mm.
And I think Mac Jones played pretty well again against the Giants. And, you know, this becomes one of those situations where Purdy's probably healthy enough to play, but he's also not 100%. So Mac Jones playing well enables the Niners to get Purdy as healthy as they possibly can. So I don't know. I mean, like, I guess it's a good problem to have if Mac Jones keeps playing well, but, you know, it could be one of those situations where Mac Jones kind of plays until he has a stinker, until he doesn't have a good game. Then they put Purdy in. I don't know what they're going to do. I just know coaches are very hesitant to mess with a good thing or mess with winning. Now, you could argue that they just lost a couple weeks ago to the Texans and didn't look good. So I'm sure you can make the argument either way.
Yeah. Ross, we're watching the the trade deadline and the wire to see what's going on and if John or Kyle are going to make a move. If that were up to you and you're 6-3 with what they've had to overcome, what area of your football team would you try to enhance, and do you expect anything from the Niners with what's already happened?
Well, I think they absolutely should be looking at it, especially with all the injuries that they've had and the fact that they are very much in the mix. The interesting thing is, you know, there are some people that think the two best teams in the NFC right now are in the NFC West, but it's the Seahawks and the Rams.
Mm.
And so, you know, you wonder if that gives the Niners any pause or hesitation, or if it makes them more aggressive. You know, I think part of it probably depends on how they feel about some of their recent edge rusher additions, but now Mykal Williams goes on. It's like every time they add somebody, they lose somebody else. Mm. So I would think that they are very much in the mix to still get one more guy on the defensive line and trying to figure out, you know, how that all sorts out with some of the guys that their names are still out there.
Yeah, Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of Christian McCaffrey? Played four games last year, then was hurt. And right now he's on a pace for 430 touches. They're using him out of the backfield more to catch, but he's in the top 10 in receiving and in rushing. Is this something that's just... I was going to ask you if it's sustainable, but I guess I'm going to ask you, do you just continue this pattern until you can't continue this pattern?
It would be hard for me to have more respect for a player than I do for Christian McCaffrey.
Mm.
I mean, absolute warrior, carrying a heavy, heavy load every week. And you know what I love about him? He wants it. He wants... The bigger the workload, the better. He wants to show everybody he can carry the whole thing. Now, I think the Niners need to be a little bit careful there, given the history and, you know, just given the high volume that he's gotten. But with these other guys being banged up this year, this is kind of what they've needed to sustain offense. I mean, make no bones about it. Their offense goes through Christian, and it should. And it's kind of like the old school, you know, every down back or factor back, I think Merrill Hodge used to call it. I think it's incredible. It's a testament to his work ethic, his desire, his attitude. And at this point, you know, the interesting thing is they do have other guys they could use. You know, like I appreciate what Christian's doing, but when you see Brian Robinson do what he's doing – or we know they still have Garendo there. I'm a little bit surprised that they don't give Christian a little bit more of a breather, or maybe even throw him out to receiver a little more often than they do, you know, and not have him take the same volume of carries. He's so important in the passing game that if you want to give some more of the early down carries or whatever to Garendo or Brian Robinson, I think that would be healthy. Just it's almost like a changeup, right? It's like different pitchers. Mm. You know, they all have their own style. Garendo's like a fastball. You know, Brian Robinson, I don't know what you want to call him, high and tight, you know, but they all have their own style. And I think that it would be helpful to the Niners offense if they gave those guys a couple carries sometime. I know Robinson, I mean, he looked good running over that dude for the Giants. Yeah, that's
man.
For sure.
Hey, Ross, I wanted to ask you this because you played the game. Stoney and I haven't. And I've been shocked a few times this season. And one of the weeks was the Thursday night game in L.A. The Mac Jones, they get 17 points in the first half and three free field goals and one in overtime to win the game, Ross. So the Rams are in a good place. And Stoney, I've told him, if this Niner team somehow gets to the playoff, Ross, that to me is the Super Bowl with the injuries. Neither here nor there. But what are the Rams thinking about after losing that game and basically giving it away that Thursday night? Matt Stafford looking at what's left of this defense. Talk to me about the Ram and the player mentality. Are they even remembering Thursday night, the Rams that is? And what do you expect from this Niner defense and Ram offense trying to extract revenge?
Oh, they're remembering it, and they're not happy about it. I can assure you. They thought they were the better team. They thought they blew that game. In fact, the two losses for the Rams, you know, they don't let these field goals get blocked. They're extra point in that case. They win both those games. You know, I think the Rams think they're as good as anybody. And you know what? They might be right. You know what I'm mad about right now, Guru?
Uh-oh.
I let the Rams fool me. Mm. Remember during training camp? When Matthew Stafford did nothing,
right,
and yes. There were reports that he's got a herniated disc in his back, and he gets the epidural. I have a betting podcast, which is really popular, the Even Money Betting Podcast.
I tune in.
I'm on there telling everybody, take the under on Stafford passing yards. Wow. I've had a herniated disc. I've had the epidural. Man, I'd be surprised if he even makes it through the whole season. Probably misses a couple games. This guy is having the best year of his career at age 37 with a herniated disc in his back? How is that even possible?
Man.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Quinnen Williams just got traded to the Cowboys. It looks like for a second and a first. Difference maker there? Is that the trade of the trading deadline so far? As far as you're concerned?
The biggest one is the Sauce Gardner trade.
Yeah.
Because the Colts are a top five team, and to get Sauce Gardner, give up two first round picks, that's the most notable trade by far. This trade absolutely makes no sense whatsoever for the Cowboys. I mean, Guru's wearing that lame sweatshirt, which is the one value of me going on video with you guys. Guru's got his Cowboys sweatshirt on. I don't know if you lost a bet to wear that today after what happened last night. And then now the Cowboys at 3-5-1, they're going to give up a first-round pick and more for Quinnen Williams. Hey, Jerry, you had arguably the best defensive player in the world on your team, and you gave him up. What would their record be right now if they had Micah Parsons?
No, man.
I guarantee it'd be better than 3-5-1. Now you're going to give up a first-round pick and more for Quinnen Williams? I mean,
but Ross, you got some team control, and you got to try to right or wrong. No, I hear you. I am shocked, though.
I guess right what wrong. I mean, I would not
the
have
Micah,
done it
the Micah
rest
wrong.
Of this year.
Like that was stupid.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're still not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I got to look and see how long Quinnen Williams is under contract.
Yeah.
Because we got to see just how long, you know, he's even going to be there. But he's not nearly the player that Micah Parsons is in terms of impacting the game. I think it's bad.
All right. Let me run this by you. And I ran it by Stoney. I don't want to make this about Mac and Brock, but right now it's Mac's show. I was high when he was coming out of college. Ross, I don't know if you gave up on him, but is it too soon to say under Kyle Shanahan, he might be laying the foundation of what Baker Mayfield did, what Sam Darnold did, and kind of resurrected their career? And I'll throw Geno Smith before the Raiders in there. Is it too soon to go there?
I think that's a distinct possibility. Mm. I think Mac Jones could potentially.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Eventually go somewhere else and be a starter. I don't know if to the level of Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold, but it does feel like San Francisco and to a lesser extent, you know, Minnesota, or maybe you could argue Baker Mayfield with his time with the Rams. These Shanahan McVay tree coaches, they're like quarterback rehab.
Man.
I want to go to one of these teams. You go to one of those teams, you kind of rehab stuff, and then you end up coming out the other side playing better. I mean, let's put it this way. Someone is going to probably bring Mac Jones in this offseason, at least to compete to be the starter.
Well, the 49ers rehab. Do have him under contract next year too, Ross, so they got to figure that out.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way they want it. Mm. Maybe he'll get traded in the next hour and 15 minutes right. to somebody that needs a quarterback. It'll be real easy to start Purdy in the next game.
Well, I think the way Kyle Shanahan's got to look at it now with his Purdy turf toe is they may need two quarterbacks this year. You know what I mean? So
that's
there's nothing
a fair
to
point.
Do.
It probably is the way he looks at it, and they can trade Mac this offseason.
Yeah, Ross Tucker
Very
joining us.
Smart time to a two-year deal. Very smart.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Let me ask you a little bit about George Kittle and the 49ers running game since he's come back has been much better, but for a Houston game where they just never got the ball in that game. How much difference does a tight end make to a running game or the 49ers running game?
A lot. And it's on multiple layers. Number one, you know, especially a receiving tight end as good as he is, that becomes another weapon that you have to be very concerned about with play action pass. But Kittle gets after it. You know, that's one of my big takeaways from this season, one of which has been if you're not running some version of like a quarterback sneak push play, you're at a schematic disadvantage. But if you don't have tight ends that can block – it makes a huge difference. I've seen that in Philly. They've gone with the six offensive linemen now at times because their tight ends were having trouble, in particular Calcaterra blocking. For the Niners, you get Kittle in there, and if he's able to handle an edge guy at the point of attack, that is so valuable. It basically creates another double team inside with the offensive tackle.
Ross, let me ask you this. Again, I'm picking your brain because you played, and Stoney kind of brought this up. And I hate to be a one-trick pony, but it's a big deal right now in the Bay Area with the Niners and Mac Jones. As a player, is there a juncture if Brock is out 2 to 3 more weeks and let's say the Niners go 2-1 or, Lord, 3-0 to where it's too late in the season to bring the guy back and kind of just let Mac ride it out?
I know it's a fair question. I don't think so. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think they would do that. You know, there's too much money involved with Purdy. Mm. I also do think Purdy, his legs are a decent amount better than Mac Jones' legs and that's a factor. Plus, who knows if Mac Jones will even stay healthy. You know, he's been getting banged up. Obviously, that Thursday nighter you referenced, you know, he looked like he was in so much pain during that game. So that's why you don't make any proclamations. You take it 1 week at a time because this could be the week. Hopefully it's not, but where Mac Jones gets hurt. And then Purdy comes in to save the day.
Yeah, what do you think about Sunday, Rams versus 49ers? Who you like?
I like the Rams. Now, it's interesting because on Tuesdays is when I record that Even Money Betting podcast.
Yeah.
I took the Niners getting the 3.5 points. The Niners are home favorites getting 3.5 points, which really tells you that, you know, the people that set these lines think that the Rams are like 5.5 points more or better than the Rams. I think it's a field goal game either way. Feels like that's always the case with McVay against Shanahan. Feels like on some level for a while there, maybe not recently, but Kyle had McVay's number. So if I can get 3 in the hook,
wow,
I'm taking the Niners. But if it was straight up, if I had to pick it straight up, I would lean to the Rams.
Okay. Hey, Ross, this is hashtag random. That's what I do. Forget the sweatshirt, but as a football fan, I mean what I'm about to ask, and I want your honest opinion. I've seen the tush push not be called for a false start more than once, not just the Eagles, other teams. And, Ross, I feel like it's on life support. Your thoughts? Like, this could be the last season.
It's done after this year. It's done after this year. Okay. It's definitely been after this year. What's so funny to me about that, though, Guru, they're going to get rid of it because they're going to say it's too hard to officiate and blah, 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 which will be nonsense. The funny part about it to me, right, is the whole tough to officiate. How does that change at all if they just run regular quarterback sneak? The push thing has nothing to do with the guard false starting. They're just going to run regular quarterback sneak without the guy pushing, and it's not going to be any quote-unquote easier to officiate. So that will be the garbage that you and people like you, Guru, will sell us this offseason. That's absolute nonsense.
That is too good.
Hey, Ross, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, and have a good rest of the week.
And quarterback rehab, I'm stealing from you. That was a bar, my friend. Yeah, that was great.
See you guys.
Yeah. All right, that was Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about what you asked, Donnie. It's after this season. Somebody came calling for Mac. I mean, you turn that into capital to enhance your team. I'm just saying. So they were smart to sign him to a 2-year deal, but I just feel like we're headed down that road, man. But again, he won't be under the tutelage of, just like Baker, he got to chill with McVay, learn some things, and then he didn't have McVay to, go off of in different places. But look at him now. I feel like he's rewriting his thing.
I'm calling it right now.
Oh?
Mac Jones will be on the Niners next year. Mac Jones will absolutely be on the Niners next year. Take it to the bank, lock it up. And the reason is because this turf toe, whether Brock Purdy comes back or not, you need a backup.
Yeah, Geico.
You need a backup. And you have a guy in-house who you can win with. So my question would be, who'd be the backup if Mac Jones gets traded? And I guess I'm arguing against myself because I'm the guy who said, well, he can just bring anybody in here, Kyle, and it'll be fine. But
if somebody threw a third Adam Steiner, you think they would turn that down for Mac?
Yeah, I don't.
I'm just throwing that out.
I don't know.
Boy.
I do.
Well, all he needs is rest for this to go away. It's not going to linger, right? The turf toe?
I wouldn't say that.
Mm.
I mean, it's possible it can linger. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey,
this is Matt Jones' team to further notice. Mm. Best ability is availability, and he's available to play. Brock Purdy, go ahead and sit the rest of this year out, man. Come back next year fully healthy, and you have your team back. And better hope Matt Jones don't win a Super Bowl for us. Mm. That's all. I hope Matt Jones don't go nowhere because I think Brock Purdy can take a few things from him too. Standing in that pocket, looking nice and tall and strong, and delivering the ball. Sometimes it ain't always about the legs. You see what Tom Brady did. I'm not trying to say Matt Jones is Tom Brady, but standing strong and firm in that pocket and delivering. But yeah, that's all I like. Let's go Niners for this round game.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and I hear you, Austin. I do have to say this. I went Kevin Costner on the revenge angle of this. Like, does that mean anything? These are grown-ass men trying to take your head off. But, I mean, if you just think about that Thursday night game as the Niners got off to that great start, how it ended, I gotta feel like, man, if you ever had one that's just circled, it's the James Brown, the big payback for the Rams. And on top of that, they're healthy and good, you know?
What about the Seahawks when they play them?
Yeah, and they got, I mean, man.
I said
two of the best teams in the league might be in your division.
That's what they're saying.
But you got two wins over, though. I got you.
You have three wins if you include Arizona. Huh. But I also think it's the 49ers, and the 49ers beat the Rams, but the Rams,
man.
If you look at the schedule, I'm sorry, if you look at the standings, I mean, they know that if they can beat the 49ers this week, they got a good leg up on them, because then they'll be 7-2 and the Niners drop to 6-4, but they need that game
because
the Niners will still be 3-1 in the division.
And if I'm McVay, Steiny, and I don't know how many kids he has, but let's just say he had 9 children, he's busy when he's not working. I would never sleep on that 4th-and-1 call that I handed it off when they couldn't stop, you know, Stafford from passing to end that game. So, I mean, man, you want to extract revenge, so it's going to be a good game, man.
I'm trying to remember, was that when Kyren Williams got
just blasted
on the right?
Yes,
like he's running right.
Why are you even running it? But hey.
Well, what was it, 4th-and-1?
Yeah.
So they should have passed it?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know what you were getting at.
That's just how I would do it.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Tush push gone. Did you agree real quick? You think it's done?
Of course.
Donnie, the false starts. Call it. Come on.
Well, 49ers got away with it.
When?
You check. Moved early on the tush push. Should have been 4th-and-6. Could have changed the whole game.
I forgot that one. You brought it up. Yes, I forgot that one.
888-957-9570 is the number. We just heard from Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. He's leaning Mac Jones. I'm leaning Mac Jones. This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say. We'll talk about it on the other side. But this is what we're talking about.
Brock's status and bringing him back at all contingent on how Mac Jones is playing. I mean, in other words, if Mac is playing this well, can you afford to, you know, kind of wait out Brock and wait and see when he's healthy?
Yeah, they're not related. I mean, this is Brock's team. If Brock's good to go and everything and play and can play like Brock, there's no decision to be made. It's just nice as we go through this with Brock, the uncertainty of the toe. It is cool to have someone playing as good as Mac is, but they're not related.
All right. So what do you hear when you hear Kyle Shanahan say that?
The truth for now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our guest, Ross Tucker, Stoney, also brought up the money element of this, you know, that's a part of it. And he did shock me when he said as a player, it wouldn't be a big deal for Brock to come back and resume the duties.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a big deal for Brock to come back and resume the duties. I don't think it would be a big deal if Mac Jones ends up quarterback in the next two or three games, maybe even more. You know, and the other thing about the money, I mean, yeah,
because that was symbolic, Stein.
Right. Okay. He's your franchise quarterback. We know that.
Yeah.
So that gives you a reason or an excuse to keep playing Mac Jones. Just tell people Brock's too important to put out
like
there.
Fine China.
Exactly. And if you got to lie, go ahead and lie. Who cares? Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and our very own Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you. It goes from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right. Free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first serve. Don't forget, last 2 weeks ago, that bus filled up pretty quickly. So go to 957thegame.com to sign up. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.